Welcome back to Dakota Midday from South Dakota Public Broadcasting. I'm Carl Gerke. Over the past 15 years, hundreds of high school students in the Sioux Falls area have volunteered in the community as members of the Serve and Learn Student Association, or SALSA. It was developed in 1999 by the Helpline Center as a way to connect youth with opportunities to serve. Jennifer Abels has been the coordinator for the association for the past 6 years, and she joins us on the line. And Jennifer, thanks for joining us on Dakota Midday.
Thank you for having me, Carl.
Well, what sort of volunteer activities do the students get involved with through this program, through this association?
A wide variety of opportunities available through local organizations here in the Sioux Empire. We do both what we call SALSA-wide events. So that's where students that are involved in any of our clubs can come together as one large group and serve. And we also connect students with individual opportunities, and so that's where they go out on their own. This past year, we did 17 SALSA-wide events, the most popular being the Downtown Lions Club Pancake Days. They are a sponsor of SALSA. We also did the Children's Inn gift wrap booth out at the mall. And then our third most popular one was the Spooky Science Night down at the Washington Pavilion. For individual opportunities, those students often volunteer through their churches or their schools. And then just a few other examples, Active Generations had Deck the Halls around the holiday time. New Directions Down Syndrome group, support group, has a buddy walk in the fall. And then the Washington Pavilion had their Empty Bowls fundraising event. And so those were three of the other very popular events for our students.
Now, there are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 high schools in the Sioux Falls area that participate, and there are monthly meetings that sort of organize these the SALSA activities?
That's right. We're involved with Washington, Roosevelt, Lincoln, New Tech High School, and Brandon Valley High School. And we like to think of SALSA really as a stepping stone for growing and developing volunteerism. So where we start is right there in those student schools. We have monthly meetings, and so what's so convenient about that is they don't have to arrange transportation, they don't have to make a special schedule adjustment. They can just come to the meeting once a month. And because it's in their school with other students, it's a comfortable environment for them to start to learn about volunteering. And I bring projects to those meetings. And so for some students, this is really the first time they have ever physically volunteered, done a project for another organization. So it's a very exciting time to see that habit, just that seed planted that hopefully will grow. We also bring in guest speakers at those meetings, and then we tell them these are the ways you can volunteer in the coming months. So it's akin to a club meeting that happens once a month. And then, you know, the next step of that, the stepping stone process, is that we hope they volunteer at the SALSA-wide events. Kind of, again, that next level of risk, they have to go out to a community agency. But I'm there, and they're familiar with me, and they're familiar with their other students and peers. So that's kind of a comfortable environment. And then the next step of risk would be actually to go out and volunteer on their own and contact someone who they've never spoken with before, and, you know, drive there on their own, find that. You know, those are important skills in life, but ones that students really have to learn, and so we help them along that process. The ultimate kind of pinnacle of a SALSA student's volunteer experiences is if they were to create a project of their own, you know, recognizing a need in the community and then doing something to address that issue. And we have had some phenomenal students come through our program that have done just that. I had a student a couple years ago who created a chili cook-off in the city of Brandon that raised $1,500 and 1,500 pounds of food for his local food pantry. This past year, I had a student who collected hundreds of items for the Children's Inn. Another student collected hygiene items for kids in foster care. And just this past summer, one of my students created an Alex's lemonade stand to raise money for childhood cancer, raised almost $600 within just a few hours. So that's really wonderful to see those students really creating a solution to a community issue.
Well, it sounds like the SALSA program is a wonderful opportunity that allows the students to grow, to get used to the concept of volunteering, getting into that habit, as you mentioned, but also, you know, the there's the great benefit to the community as well. It seems like this is just a wonderful opportunity for everyone that's involved.
It's really a win-win, and we couldn't do it without the great support and partnership of our local nonprofit agencies that welcome and give those youth volunteers a chance. That is so important, to be greeted and warmly welcomed into these agencies, because these really are the people and the students that will be someday working possibly within those agencies, future volunteers for that agency, and maybe even future donors. So these early experiences are really critical.
For high school students who are interested in being a part of SALSA, or maybe some of their parents are listening right now and might think this might be something that their kids might be interested in, what is the first step? What should they do if they're interested in finding more about SALSA and perhaps even signing up?
Well, at the three large high schools in Sioux Falls, we will have a booth in the next 2 weeks at the orientation events. We encourage them to stop by and pick up an application. Otherwise, they're always welcome to dial 211. We are a program of the Helpline Center, and so 211 is that free three-digit number. People can dial 24 hours a day for information on nonprofit and government programs, and we are one of those, so that's the other way.
All right, and I'm sure they can go online to thehelplinecenter.org and get some information as well right there?
Correct. On our website, you'll see our four service areas, and the volunteer portion is one of those four. And so you'll click on Volunteer Services, and SALSA is a drop-down option under that. And right now, we're just very, very excited and proud of our students coming into this, as you mentioned, the 15th season. We just crossed the 100,000th hour of service that our students have logged in volunteering in our community. And when you think of all of the things that are competing for students' times nowadays, that is really a tremendous accomplishment and a testament to every single student who's ever gone through the program.
All right. Well, Jennifer, I want to thank you so much for taking the time to talk with us on Dakota Midday. And again, you can dial 211 or go to helplinecenter.org for more information. Jennifer, thanks so much for your time.
Thank you, Carl.
That's Jennifer Abel. She's the coordinator of the Serve and Learn Student Association, or SALSA, the program for high school volunteers in the Sioux Falls area, marks its 15th anniversary this fall. And that's it for this edition of Dakota Midday. Thanks to all of our guests. Stephen Swemke is the producer. We had assistance from Jackie Hendry. Special thanks to Charles McElroy and Nicole Griffith for their assistance at our Dahl Fine Arts Studios in Rapid City.